Everyone has difficulty in their life, she says. I try to live in the moment and enjoy right now, which is all we have. Right now, Newton-John is on the mend. I started on a walker, then a cane, and now nothing, she says of spending the last months regaining her strength. She's come a long way after feeling intense pain while taking part in her annual cancer walk in Australia last September. The star soon learned it was due to a cancer-induced pelvis fracture. She was put on immediate bed rest to prevent further fractures, and the injury caused her to spend her 70th birthday receiving radiation treatment at her own Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in Melbourne. There were all these things I was going to do for my birthday, she says, of planning a blowout in L.A., which would turn into a quiet dinner with close family and friends in the hospital. But God had other plans. Still, she says, I never say why me. I was like, wow, in my hospital that I'd dreamt of building for people to have rest and peace, and there I was getting the best care. It was quite magical. Coming to grips with the latest aggressive form of the disease, which doctors say is incurable but can be managed through treatment, has been a process. Of course I had my moments and my tears and all of that, she says, but I have a wonderful husband who supports me through those things. Easterling, a natural health entrepreneur, also helps with her holistic treatments. At their Southern California ranch, my husband hands me all these herbs every morning and makes me a green algae drink, she says. A proponent of medical cannabis, he grows the plants and makes them into liquid for me. I take drops maybe 4 or 5 times a day. Initially, Newton-John was a little nervous using the drug given the stigma. She'd tried marijuana a few times recreationally as a young adult, but she came around. It has helped incredibly with pain maintenance and sleep. Daughter Chloe, who lives in Portland, Oregon, also runs a cannabis farm. Says Newton-John, it's an amazing plant, a maligned plant, but it's helping so many people. The singer is also taking an oral form of traditional medicine prescribed by her oncologist, but admits she can be guilty of sugarcoating the facts of life. I probably downplay things a lot, she says. I don't like to worry people, but the death rumors hurt. My friends were calling and believing this stuff. I had to say, you really think if it was that bad you wouldn't know? Ask her now, and she says, I'm feeling good, just getting stronger. On a recent visit to her doctor, the star adds, she was very happy with my progress. Meanwhile, it's the first time Newton-John has had time off in decades. I've been working my whole life. Now I'm getting up in the morning, feeding my cat and my dog and my husband, usually in that order, just enjoying being a housewife. The star still sings her hits in the shower. But I don't have any work plans, she says. I'm just living life and figuring out what's next. I know there will be something.